Good morning to all of you. We have a lesson we should do today. We have a lesson we may do today. But I'm going to talk for just a couple of minutes about what I will call lessons that you learn on a launch. It's more from the trip as a whole, but I'll focus on the launch at the end. These are all phrased in parallel ways, and let's see how we go. Number one, just because they give you the paper doesn't mean you have a ticket. Just because they give you the paper doesn't mean you have a ticket. The computer system for AirTran did not work on the 2 days before we were due to fly down to Florida, so we were not able to print out a boarding ticket, boarding pass. So we got up to the gate, and there was a young man there, and he printed us out boarding passes, put them inside of an envelope, handed it to me. I put them in the pocket of my jacket, and we wanted to try to get to the airport early, and so we hadn't eaten any lunch, so we went and sat down to grab a bite of lunch. And as we're eating lunch, I pulled out the tickets and looked at them, and there were 2 tickets for Barbara and no tickets for Bill. So I went back to the gate, and as I did 2 or 3 other times that you'll learn about, I left the impression that we had tried to go through security with these 2 tickets. I decided that was a good impression to leave on the folks so they'd understand the significance of what had been done. But that isn't true. I didn't do that. But I said, are these the tickets you meant to issue? And he looked at them and said, no. And by the time he had issued the tickets 4 more times, we finally had a set of tickets that was finally right. But just because you have a piece of paper in your pocket doesn't mean you have a ticket. I think there's a theological significance there, but I won't pursue it. Some of you who think about these things will know. Number two, just because you take a few days off doesn't mean you get to enjoy a few days off. Barbara is sick as a dog, and she got sick on the way down. She was a trooper. Some of you said that they showed the viewing area on television. You were looking to see if we were there. We weren't, because I had her at a table in the air-conditioned building along the way, trying to get the paleness in her skin to go away where she could come out and watch the launch. When she did come out, she sat in the shade of a building until about a minute or so before the launch came up, watched the launch, and then ran back to the bus. But she did see the launch. But just because you get a few days off doesn't mean you get to enjoy a few days off. I thought that was a lesson worth learning. Let me check these off so I don't repeat anything. For those of you who are wondering, there's more than 4 of these. Okay. Number 3. Just because it quits in Atlanta doesn't mean it won't work in Richmond. I was supposed to have interviews with the people at a couple of radio stations, a TV station, plus the newspaper. And I'd given them all my cell phone. And when I got off the airplane in Atlanta and turned my cell phone back onto the network, it wouldn't find the network. It didn't work. And so I missed 2 or 3. I think I would have been on the NPR station if we had made that contact. I managed to get through to the Richmond newspaper reporter because I knew that she had wanted to talk to me, and so we managed to connect through another way. But it worked in Richmond, and when I got off the plane in Atlanta, it didn't work. And Barbara said, it's the X-ray did it. It got zapped. Might be right. So we go through security in the Orlando airport on our way home. And she looks at me and says, why don't you try your cell phone? It's just been zapped again. Maybe it works now. Just because it quits working in Atlanta doesn't mean it doesn't work when you get back to Richmond. Cell phone works fine. Go figure. It did save me from problems because nobody at work could reach me. I understand there are a few problems. I'll deal with those later today and tomorrow. But just because it quits in Atlanta doesn't mean it doesn't work in Richmond. Just because they give you a key doesn't mean the room is yours. Just Just because they give you a key doesn't mean the room is yours. Now, this is the second time that I left an impression that wasn't true. Could have been true. Was almost true. I got the last room at the motel that we were staying in. I had reserved the place. There was a room supposed to be reserved. I knew the amenities it was supposed to have. And when I checked in, they gave me a key and said, "And you have the last room we have." And I went upstairs, and it's just before I put the little thing in the slot to activate the door, Barbara says, "The lights are on." But that didn't connect to my head. I opened the door. This young couple probably should have put the latch on. I left the impression with the woman at the desk that more had happened than actually did happen. There was just a woman laying in bed watching TV, and her husband was in the bathroom someplace, or the man she was with was in the bathroom. But I did leave the impression, I think the exact words were, when I opened the door, I found the young couple using the room. Just because you have an air conditioner doesn't mean the room will be cool. It turned out they had given them our room, but had listed them in the books as being in their room. Since they were already in our room, they said, "Oh, you just take their room," which turned out to be sitting empty in the desk, didn't know it. There was an air conditioner. It made a noise. But it was hot as the dickens. Now, did you remember, just because you get a few days off doesn't mean you enjoy a few days off? Okay. They did fix it the next day, but there was one pretty miserable night that night. Let me check that one off.
You were wishing you were home at this time.
Yeah. I'm going to jump for a moment to the other side of the launch. I'm going to come back because I'd rather finish with the best of this. But after the launch, and I think there's some theological significance to a couple of these. Just because you can't see the sunrise doesn't mean it's not shining. We went out to walk on the beach to watch the sunrise, and the sun had clearly been up for a very long time before we saw any evidence that there was much of a sun around. And, you know, maybe there are times when we need to remember that just because you can't see the sunrise doesn't mean the sun's not shining. It finally broke through the clouds, and there were sunbeams all over the place, and it was beautiful along that beach. But it took about an hour after sunrise for it to do that. Number two in this little segment. Just because you get a bite doesn't mean you have something to eat. Just because you get a bite doesn't mean you have something to eat. Those of you who have been to the beach, what is the subject? Surf fishing. Okay? As we walk along the beach, we saw two people catching a fish. There was maybe 12 of them lined up. Two of them caught a fish as we were watching. The first one was about a 2.5-foot hammerhead shark. The second one was about a 4-foot hammerhead shark. And they proceeded to throw them both back. Throwing the second back was a sight. That, you know, getting the hook out and disconnected from everything. But just because you get a bite doesn't mean you have something to eat. And then late in the thing, just because you post a sign doesn't mean you follow what it says. Just because you post a sign doesn't mean you follow what it says. We had a rental car, and we had to turn the rental car in. It was the same rental place I had used when I was down there in December, but in December I had stopped for gas at the last exit on the interstate-like road that went over to the Kennedy Space Center. I had stopped, I'd made note as I was going out, okay, here's the closest gas station I see on the interstate. I'd stopped there and filled up. But as we were leaving, we noticed there's a gas station right across the street from where you turn in Hertz cars. And that's not at the airport itself, it's out on one of the streets nearby. And we said, "We'll just stop and fill up with gas there." Just because you post a sign doesn't mean that you follow what it says. Over the cash register was a sign, yellow sign, black letters, that said, "Price gouging is against the law. If you see what you think is price gouging, report it to the Attorney General of Florida." Price at the pump was $4.69 a gallon. Just because you post a sign doesn't mean you follow what it says. I thought that's a lesson worth noting. Now, moving closer to the launch, just because you work to accomplish one thing doesn't mean you want to accomplish something totally different. This one's for you. There's a ramp that takes you up to a full-size shuttle that you can walk in and sort of see how things look on the flight deck and other things. I don't know if it's one that they were going to use and then didn't finish it up, or if it was a mock-up, but you can walk up, you can see the flight deck, you can see where the person who handles the robot arm stands. That's what Leland is doing. And as he went up this ramp, this is where I start to get emotional. They had pictures of things that NASA had developed and had turned into something useful for human beings. And they talked about a polymer that they had made that had all kinds of uses in the space program, but had been turned into cochlear implant material. So it was the first material they had found that would work for going into people's ears and helping them learn how to hear. And I found myself thinking about you, Dave, because I know what had happened. Thinking about you, Jim. It made me just sort of stop there for a few minutes. Okay, now if I can still see. Just because it disappears in a cloud doesn't mean it's not still there and not still flying. I've got the NASA video, and I've also got my own video, and this afternoon I'm going to try to send out links to the place where these are posted. On my video, you see the launch, and there's a point during the launch when there's some clouds. This was less than 30% chance the weather would cooperate. There was a window that was there. You had to launch at a certain time for it to match up with the space station. You don't launch within 2 minutes of that time, and that means the weather had to be right for those 2 minutes. Well, it was right for lots of minutes, but it was right for that time too. And so when it launched with some clouds in the air. It went in front of a bunch of clouds, and then there was a cloud, a little bit darker, and it disappeared inside of that cloud. And when it reappeared on the other side, this whole viewing area just erupted in applause and cheering. And you had to be there to experience it. Just because it's hidden from you in a cloud doesn't mean it's not still flying. I'm going to save that one for last. Just because you're taking a picture of it doesn't mean you're seeing it. It's amazing how when you put a camera to your eye and you look at it through a viewfinder, you're not seeing it. I shot that video about as far as I could. I took the camera away from my eye and suddenly realized I was missing the whole thing. And I was overwhelmed. That's when I started to cry a little bit harder. When you see what they do. And just, you know, on the viewfinder it looks this big, but you realize it's this big looking at it. Just because you've taken a picture of it doesn't necessarily mean you're seeing it. And just because you've seen it doesn't mean you've seen it all. Just because you've seen it doesn't mean you've seen it all. Did I tell you Barbara was sick as a dog? She spent the whole day on Friday until about 7 or 8 o'clock at night just resting in bed, and I stayed with her. Cocoa Beach Cable has Channel 15. Channel 15 either shows the worst commercials and the worst paid programs the world has to offer, or it shows NASA TV. And luckily for us, it showed NASA TV for most of the day. Leland spent the whole day on Friday operating the robot arm to turn around the whole of the outside of the shuttle. And for almost 2 hours, all it was doing was showing me what he was seeing. Black and white, not color, because the color would have required a lot more data feed. But you were seeing this. And everywhere they went, it looks good here. It looks good here. It looks good here. Okay? But what I just said was, just because you've seen it, doesn't mean you've seen it all. About 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of this was just silent, because what you had was the audio feed that was going back and forth between the shuttle and the ground, and between the space station and the ground. They're going back and forth between these. We saw the interviews that they had with Munich Television, because they had some German astronauts. We saw the interviews they had with London, with the BBC. We saw interviews they had with ABC and with MSNBC. We saw those on the space station with the personnel there. We saw those interviews as they waited for the interview to start, did the sound checks and all that, because we were just seeing a live feed from them. Well, they came on and said to Commander Frick, "We're going to upload a video. You all might want to stop and take a look at it." And then they showed it over this as they did it. There was a camera mounted on the equivalent of the dashboard of the shuttle. So if you can imagine yourself standing in that position, you would see the right shoulder of the pilot in this seat and the left shoulder of the pilot in this seat. One's the pilot, one's the co-pilot. I don't know which one was Frick. I couldn't tell. And there were 2 more people on the flight deck, 3 more people on the lower level, and in that mock-up that I walked up to see, David, when I passed that thing, you could see the 2 floors, you could see where the seats were. They had 3 people sitting below, 4 people up on the flight deck. Leland's this one. And you see, here's this guy, you can see both of them, and you see the 2 pilots. 18 seconds before the launch, they showed this for about T-minus 30 seconds, up to about T plus 7 minutes or 6 minutes. All it showed was what these guys looked like during the whole launch. And I'm not aware of anybody having access to that if they weren't watching NASA TV for that 7 minutes. 18 seconds before the launch, the 2 pilots, one over here went like this, one over here went like this. These 2 guys leaned up, they did a little fist bump. That's what athletes do. That's what other people do. They sat back, they turned it on, they all start shaking. Didn't shake nearly as much as I thought they would, maybe 10 seconds. Leland had a grin on his face for 2 minutes. So did this guy in the middle, and I suspect the pilots did too. I had seen the launch. Now I got to watch Leland's face through the launch, and I didn't know I was going to have that privilege. If Barbara had not been sick, we'd have been out walking on the beach, we'd have been out doing something else. So both of us have a gratitude that she was sick at that moment. It would have been nice if she wasn't sick before. Just because you're taking a picture of it doesn't mean you're really seeing it. Sometimes those of us who are camera bugs, we need to take the camera away from our eyes and watch what's really happening. And just because you've seen it doesn't necessarily mean you've seen it all. Let me talk about that for a minute, because I think there's theological significance in all this, but let me work on that one. We greet each other and we talk to each other, but there's things going on that sometimes others don't get to see. God sees it all. He knows where we hurt. He knows where we're happy. He knows when we're grinning and He knows when we're crying. And every once in a while, He lets you get a little glimpse of another person's heart, because He's calling you into partnership. I'm going to remember that little 15 seconds, that little 6-minute period I'm making. And I'm going to do my best to get a copy of it where I can show you. But I did not know I would get to watch Leland's face during the launch, as well as watching the launch. The launch moved me like crazy. Watching his face moved me more. Now, last one. Just because you've gone off doesn't mean that the shadow of your passing is not still visible. There's a picture I've got. I downloaded a few pictures from NASA's website, but they don't have this one. And I'm not sure very many people at the viewing station caught this. when everything was over, the contrail that the solid booster rockets had left in the sky was still up. There were just wispy clouds beyond where the launch site was. And I suddenly realized, here's this contrail going up like this, sort of going up and sort of leaning over at the far end. And you could see the shadow of that contrail against the wispy clouds in the back. It's the most amazing thing. I'll try to give, those of you who have computers, I'll try to give you a link to the place you can look at that picture. Just because you've passed on doesn't mean the shadow of your time there is not still visible. And I started finding myself thinking about some of the people I've known that are gone now. But the shadow of what they did when they were here still lives on. I watched Leland about 7 o'clock this morning. He's on board the space station. They're showing pictures of that live on NASA TV. You can get that on your computer. And there's pictures of him. He's in there with Peggy, I forget her last name, Whitman, I think, who's got the birthday yesterday when they linked up with all this. So he's up there. And it was fun to watch. But I do think there's some lessons to learn from having gone. And I just thought this morning maybe the best thing to do is share a few of those with you and call it a day. Can we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you for the spirit that makes people go into dangerous situations to do things no one has ever done before them. We thank you for the courage that it takes. And we thank you for the hard work it takes for so many thousands of other people to make it possible. We thank you for the safety of the launch. We thank you for the safety of the crew at this time. And we pray that your protection would still be around them as they finish their mission in a week or so and return to us. We thank you for the emotions that it stirs in us to see people dare and do, to see people try to fly and then fly. And I hope today that you will impress upon us the lessons that we have to learn at times like this when it's the whole world is watching, and at quieter times when just you are watching. Teach us how to be the kind of people that you want us to be. Teach us to see the things that you see. And teach us to recognize when every once in a while you've let us get a glimpse of something important. All this we pray in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you.